Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
Tiffany, you are a sophisticated lady.
Yes.
Do you like eating out in sophisticated restaurants?
Sometimes. It makes me feel very posh.
You feel posh?
Like
you feel
posh
kind of
spice.
Fancy and rich?
A little bit.
Okay. What's one of your favorite restaurants? If you had some friends visiting or it was your birthday, what would be one of your favorite fancy restaurants to go to?
Actually, this restaurant's like, not super, super fancy, but then I do enjoy a lot. Have you heard of Le Blanc?
Le Blanc?
Le Blanc.
I've heard of Le Blanc. I don't think I've been to Le Blanc.
Oh, it's delicious.
It's here in Taipei, Taiwan.
It is. It's
fantastic.
Delicious.
Fantastic. So if we go to Le Blanc, look for that sophisticated lady there enjoying her sophisticated meal. Mm-hmm. It could be Tiffany. But I would bet you at Le Blanc, they, of course, have chefs who prepare your food. I would bet you that the chefs there are not prisoners from jail.
Maybe not. I'm not sure, though, but I don't have anything against them, though.
Prisoners from jail making your food?
Yeah, I mean, they have to make a living, right?
That's
true. They leave jail.
And if they're trained chefs, I guess it doesn't really matter if they killed somebody.
Oh, okay. That
could...
Yeah, think about it. You're if you put it that way now.
But you're right. People sometimes make mistakes. They might end up in jail. Maybe they didn't kill someone. They just had a problem with the law or something like that. And yeah, why shouldn't they make delicious food if they can? So how about you guys? If you could go to a restaurant where the chefs were prisoners, would you? In fact, you could if you check out the Clink restaurants, and that's what we're going to be checking out in our article. So let's check it out.
Reading. The Clink restaurants change prisoners' lives. Like all restaurants, the Clink restaurants feature menus for paying customers and employ waiters and cooks. Unlike most restaurants, they are located inside prisons, and the restaurant staff are all prisoners. Four Clink restaurants have been set up in prisons in the UK so far. These restaurants are a major part of a prisoner rehabilitation program. The program helps to reduce the rate of crimes committed by ex-prisoners after they are released from prison. It gives the prisoners work experience that increases their chances of finding jobs in the future. Some of the program's graduates already work in the food service industry. Ex-prisoner Robbie Lister now uses the skills he learned in prison at the high-end Locanda Locatelli restaurant. He is thankful that he got the opportunity to turn over a new leaf in his life. The prison kitchen managers insist on high standards for food quality and their staff service. All four of the restaurants hold 5-star ratings on the user review website TripAdvisor. Here, the Clink restaurant's guests have reported that the dining experience is both unique and excellent.
All right, so let's find out about this very interesting restaurant. It says, like all restaurants, the Clink restaurants feature menus for paying customers and employ waiters and cooks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so far, so normal. Yeah, like all restaurants do this. They have menus where you order your food. The customers, you know, order food off the menu. They pay for the food. That's paying customers, so it's not free. And also this restaurant, or all restaurants, employ waiters and cooks. These are the people who work at the restaurant. The waiters bring you the food and the cooks make the food. And when someone is giving you a job, when someone works at a place or when a company gives jobs to workers, we can use the verb to employ. To employ basically is to give someone money for doing a job, or just even just to give them a job, all right? You might employ someone to help clean your home. If you own a company, you would have to employ workers to do the work, all sorts of things like that. Basically, giving a job to a person is employing that person. For example, the Indian railway system employs over 1.3 million people. That company employs a lot of workers.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
That is a lot.
All right, so next, let's continue reading. It says, unlike most restaurants, they are located inside prisons.
Hmm.
Okay, and the restaurant staff are all prisoners.
Hmm.
Okay, so prison is basically also known as jail.
Hmm.
So they are located inside jails, and the people who work in the restaurant, they are all prisoners. Okay, here we see the restaurant staff are. Now, staff, we see that it's spelled S-T-A-F. We don't have an S at the end. So we think that, okay, this is a singular noun, but at the verb here, we use are. All right, so when we see words like staff, audience, family, cattle, jury or class or police, these are called collective nouns. And a collective noun basically refers to a whole group of people as one. Okay, there might be a lot of people inside of the staff. So if you are a staff of a restaurant, you will be either the cashier, the waiter, the cook, or whoever. But we all refer to them as one. So that's why when we refer to the whole group as one, we use the singular, we use it as a singular verb. For example, the jury has been discussing this court case for hours. So the jury here, there might be a lot of people in the jury, but we take a look at it as one. And that's why the next verb is we use has. Okay, if we are referring to the members of that group, okay, if we're talking about all of the people in your family, then we use it as a plural verb. For example, my family often get together during Chinese New Year. So family is referring to every single person in your family, your mom, dad, your brothers or sisters. So that's why the verb, we use it as a plural verb. Now, of course, this also just depends on what you're trying to say and what you're referring to. So you can think about it first. Do you want to talk about these groups as one whole group, or do you want to talk about it as members of that group? And then you can decide which verb to use.
Very interesting. Okay, so we know that the staff of this restaurant are prisoners, and the restaurants are inside prisons.
Mm.
So you wouldn't find it on the corner of your street in your neighborhood, and unless you live near a prison, you'd have to make a special trip out there to visit one of these restaurants. Very, very interesting. It says four Clink restaurants have been set up in prisons in the UK so far. So I guess there are probably four prisons with a restaurant in each of them. We get the idea that this situation could change, that in a year or two they could have five or six. And if the program is successful and popular, that number could change and grow even more. How do we get that idea? Because of the phrase so far. This is a great phrase to use when sort of talking about a situation that's fluid, a situation that could change, all right? And you're kind of expecting it to change as well. You might say, so far today, we've had four customers in the store, but it's only 10:30 in the morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're hoping that number will change. So far, five people are coming to my birthday party, but I'm still waiting to hear from eight more people. So again, that number could change. But so far means up to this point, up to this moment in time, this is the way it is. So up to this moment, up to, I guess, the year 2018, there are four Clink restaurants in four prisons in the UK. But the number could change.
That's right. Next, it says these restaurants are a major part of a prisoner rehabilitation program.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. So usually when people go to jail and then maybe they're released from jail, they finish serving their time, they go through a rehabilitation program. Now, this means that the person who leaves prison, they try to teach them to live a very productive and kind of normal life again, because you have to remember, maybe they're so used to committing crimes or doing something bad to make a living, but these rehabilitation programs helps teach them to say, hey, actually, you can do something more productive with your time. Maybe you can try, you know, working at a restaurant.
Yeah.
So they have a rehabilitation program for them.
Hmm.
Now, we can also call it, well, if you call it a rehab, you shorten it to rehab, it's a little bit different. It means that you kind of bring them back to a normal or healthy condition because they were probably sick or they were injured or maybe they had drug problems before.
Possibly.
Yeah. So
all sorts of different issues.
Mm-hmm. It's more about health when you say rehab. All right. So let's continue reading. It says,
The program hopes to reduce the rate of crimes committed by ex-prisoners after they are released from prison. That's the main goal of this. It's not to provide, you know, good food to customers or anything like that. It's basically training, as Tiffany explained. It's rehabilitation so that when these prisoners get out of jail, this program hopes to reduce the rate of crimes committed by the ex-prisoners after they get out or after they are released from prison. Okay, kind of a complicated sentence with some new words here. Let's take care of the words first, then we can talk about the general idea. The rate of crimes committed. The rate of something is basically the number of times something's happens, how often something happens, how quickly things take place. When we talk about your speed, the speed of your car, that's your rate of travel. That's how fast your car is going. When we talk about the number of things happening in a certain amount of time, that is the rate. Again, going back to the idea of a business, if, you know, one customer is coming into your business every minute, that's a pretty good rate. That means you'll have 60 customers in 1 hour or something like that. Rate is often defined by something divided by something, miles by hours, customers per minute, feet per second, if something is falling or something like that. So basically, we're talking about the number of crimes committed, the number of bad acts by these prisoners when they get out of jail. We can talk about a rate in an example sentence like, this badly managed company has a high rate of people who quit.
Ooh.
Many people join the company, but in a very short time, they leave the company because they're not happy working there.
Uh-oh.
They want to lower that rate and make the employees happier, I guess.
Right. So this rehabilitation program helps to lower the number of crimes committed by ex-prisoners. When you commit a crime, especially when you commit something, it means you do something that is illegal or probably really harmful for you. So when you commit a crime, it means you do something that is illegal and it puts you into jail or it gets you into trouble with the law. For example, we can say the killing of hundreds of men was committed by Al Capone. Now, Al Capone was just a famous gangster back in the 1920s, right?
Yeah, 20s, 30s, Scarface. That's right. The mob boss of Chicago. He and his men did commit many terrible crimes. Murder, of course, being one of the worst. And if you commit a crime, you will probably get caught and go to jail. Now, if you didn't commit a very serious crime like murder, something less serious like stealing something, you will be released eventually. To release something, this verb means to let something go after it has been kept trapped or locked up or secured in some way. If you open the cage where your bird lives, you are releasing your bird and it will fly away and never come back.
Oh, no.
So be sure that you want to release it. And of course, when people are in jail, kind of like a bird in a cage, people are locked up in jail. And after they serve 5 years or 10 years or however long they need to stay in the jail, they will be released. So we release people. Sometimes we release animals more frequently. For example, the scientists released the wolves into the nature preserve. They were raised in a zoo or in a special facility, and then they let them go. They are now free. They have been released.
Wonderful. All right.
So this is a cool idea.
Yeah.
So basically, because it is quite common, right? Prisoners get out of jail. They've been in it for a few years. The world has changed while they're in jail.
Right.
They don't have skills like at computers or modern things like that. They try to get a job. Someone says, wait, you were in jail? No, I'm not hiring you to work in my company. You might steal things. So often what happens is after having some bad luck and no chances, the prisoners often, because they need money, go back to doing crime.
Right.
And then they go back to jail. So it's this sort of bad circle that goes on. So the idea here is, hey, let's train them to do something useful, like fix cars, cut hair, cook in restaurants, you know, whatever, something that they can do when they get out and they can get a better job. And this will hopefully stop them from doing bad stuff and being back in jail, because it costs a lot of money to keep prisoners in jail. It's bad for us taxpayers if they're going back. So let's try to make them into, you know, healthy and responsible members of society.
To give them a second chance.
Absolutely.
So this is what the next sentence says. It says, it gives the prisoners work experience that increases their chances of finding jobs in the future. So like Mike mentioned, maybe this rehabilitation program, they can learn skills and things so that they can get better jobs in the future. Like, you know, spending time in jail, you don't really do much. You don't really get the chance to learn anything.
That's right.
So once you leave it, you really are stuck with not knowing what to do. So hopefully this helps them, you know, get into the normal workforce and to make them more like the regular people.
Absolutely.
Like
they want to use a fancy term, they want to lower the rates of recidivism.
Mm.
Recidivism is the fancy word for committing crimes and going back to jail.
Super fancy
after
word.
You've gotten out. So there you go. That's a good idea. It says some of the program's graduates already work in the food service industry. So they've had some success with some of the people who've already left this program and, of course, been released from jail. These are the program's graduates. A graduate. This noun is a person who finishes a course of study. If you do all your tests and exams at high school, get all the right marks that you should, and all your teachers feel that you've done the work you need to do, congratulations, you will graduate from that school. It can be a verb too, and you are a graduate, someone who has finished a course of study. People graduate from high school, then they often go to university, they'll graduate from university, then they might go to nursing school or medical school, or law school, or
they might get a master's,
flying school. They might graduate from there with a master's degree or a PhD, but basically it means, well done, you've passed all your classes, now go away. For example, graduates from this cooking school go on to work in some of the world's most famous restaurants. Maybe
that's
it's
right.
The Cordon Bleu in France,
so
or
fancy.
The CIA in New York.
All right, so let's see. For example, we see someone who actually had a successful rehabilitation into society. It says, ex-prisoner Robbie Lister now uses the skills he learned in prison at the high-end Locanda Locatelli restaurant.
Locanda Locatelli?
Mm-hmm. Have you been here?
Of course. I eat there every day.
Oh, wow. So high-end. So fancy.
I don't eat there every day, but I've heard of it.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a very nice restaurant because high-end means something that is very, very fancy.
Mm.
It's usually associated with being very posh, very upper class.
You mean expensive.
Yeah, very.
You're trying to say expensive.
Super expensive.
Yeah.
I did look up the restaurant, though.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
And it's actually Michelin rated.
For sure.
And located in London in the Marylebone area.
Marylebone. Yeah. That is a nice area of central London. Very expensive area. So, of course, there are a lot of expensive, fancy, or high-end restaurants there. Getting a job there is like pretty awesome, even for someone who wasn't in jail or anything like that. So well done to Robbie Lister. See? So the program works. That's good. And Robbie Lister, I'm sure, feels that he's been lucky, that this has been a really good opportunity for him. And that's what it says. He is thankful that he got the opportunity to turn over a new leaf in his life. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. People leaving jail often don't expect to get much from the world. So to get this kind of chance is great. It's a great opportunity or chance, and he can turn over a new leaf. To turn over a new leaf, we might also say turn a new page. It's to kind of have a fresh start, all right? So he kind of feels like his life before jail was one part, and now this is a whole new start, a whole new chapter, a whole new phase in his life. He's going to turn over a new leaf and be a better person, be an honest person, and never go back to jail. And now he's got a great job, so that will be a big help for him. It's a shortcut for you. Let's turn over a new leaf and learn something new.
Shortcut for you.
Hey Aaron, have you seen my new red shoes?
No, I don't think so.
What about my history book and my notes?
Sorry, I haven't seen them.
What's 2 + 2?
Pretty sure it's 5.
What date is Christmas?
July 17th.
You've just told me 4 lies. Why are you always lying?
Can I tell you something personal? I think I have a problem with lying.
Well, you're going to need to do something to fix that, or you're going to experience a lot of problems in life.
You're right, Emily. I'm going to turn over a new leaf and stop lying to people.
I'm not quite sure how turning a leaf over is going to help you, but if you want, I'll go outside and get one from the tree for you.
That's very kind of you, but I don't need a real leaf. To turn over a new leaf means to change your life by becoming a better person or stopping a bad habit.
That makes much more sense. To turn over a new leaf means 翻开新的一页，改过自新。
Hey, I was wondering, how did you know I told 4 lies and not just 2?
You're wearing my red shoes and copying my history notes.
Right. Okay, turning over that new leaf now.
Wow, so if this guy graduated from this program and he's working at this high-end restaurant, they're not just learning how to, like, boil noodles and make salad.
It's very difficult, actually.
It's not just sandwiches and stuff like that.
It's very advanced cooking,
cool.
I would say.
I'm going to go to jail in England. Wait, that's not a good
plan.
No,
you should just go to a cooking school instead.
I'll go to a cooking school, right? But in jail, it's free.
Oh.
Anyways, no, that's not a good plan.
That's not a good plan.
That's a terrible plan.
All right, let's continue reading it. It says, the prison kitchen managers insist on high standards for food quality and their staff service.
Absolutely, of course.
It's a very, very, the prison kitchen managers, of course, they want to make sure that people have, you know, good manners and stuff. So when you insist on doing something, it means that you persist or you keep doing something. So the managers say, you know, we really, really expect high quality stuff and also for the people's kind of attitude in their service.
Mm-hmm. They insist on it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And it says all 4 of the restaurants hold 5-star ratings on the user review website TripAdvisor.
A lot of people use that.
Yep, might know TripAdvisor. It's a great place to get other people's recommendations on restaurants, hotels, vacations, things like that. And yes, you have a 1-star to 5-star, 1-star being poor, 5-star meaning amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And all 4 of these prisoner or clink institute or clink restaurants have the highest rating, 5-star ratings. It shows people like the food. And of course, I think also the customers like the idea. So they're giving it a good rating, saying, you should go here, support them, and you'll get a delicious meal at the same time.
Right. The service might be really good, too.
Of course, I'm sure
it is. That's great. Very successful.
And you get to tell people you're having dinner in jail.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's kind of interesting.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And now let's continue reading. It says, here, the Clink restaurant's guests have reported that the dining experience is both unique and excellent. Okay, so when something is unique, it's a vocabulary word, it's an adjective, and it means something that is really special and different, and it stands out. For example, we can say Anna Wintour has a unique style. That's why she is a fashion editor at Vogue. Mm-hmm. So yes, it is quite special to eat inside of a jail.
Mm-hmm.
And they say not only is it special, not only is it unique, but it's actually a good experience. It was really excellent.
Do you think Anna Wintour has eaten at a Clink restaurant?
I doubt it. She seems a little bit too fancy. She probably ate at the Locanda Locatelli
one. I'm sure she's eaten there. She and her giant sunglasses have definitely been seen there. Who knows? Maybe she'll be at a Clink restaurant. And if you guys are ever in the UK and you feel like having dinner in jail, go ahead. Do it. I'm sure you'll have a great time and you'll be supporting a great program.
Yeah.
So there you go. We'll be back with our chat question. All right. So we have a chat question about the same sorts of ideas that are behind the program to train prisoners to work in restaurants. They're learning good skills for restaurant working, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cooks and other things like that. But our chat question is, what other skills do you think prisoners should learn and why? Or in other words, what other skills would be useful for prisoners to learn once they get out of jail?
I think social skills, too. Because maybe it might be hard for them to communicate with people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why maybe they get into arguments. And I think just the way they grew up, probably the environment that they grew up. You can't really blame them.
True.
But maybe social skills might help them.
Communication skills, problem solving, meditation, to kind of calm down if you find yourself getting angry. Because sometimes people aren't bad. They just, you know, can't control their temper and do things when they're upset that they, you know, immediately feel bad about but get in trouble for as well. That's a good idea. And any other kind of job, I think cooking is good. I mentioned a few, you know,
computers,
hairdressing, computers, fixing cars, things like that. These are, you know, jobs that you can learn, jobs that lots of different people can learn. They're also jobs that you can get a job at a good pay rate.
Yeah.
Right? It's hard to get out of jail and work at a fast food restaurant because you don't really get paid enough money.
Yeah, and you might feel stressed again.
That's right. And if you can't make enough to support yourself, as many people can't in some of those lower paid jobs, it's hard to survive, especially if you have, you know, family to take care of and things like that. So those are other good skills. And of course, yes, any other kind of education they can get can only be helpful. All right, guys, what do you think about that? What kind of skills would prisoners benefit from? Maybe special skills for coming out of jail in Taiwan and re-entering society there. It's nice to be nice to people. Let's not try to be too judgmental because who knows what's going to happen to us in the future. All right, guys, enjoy. Get out there, have some good food, and we'll see you at Locanda Locatelli. We'll be at the restaurant in the window. Right,
yeah,
the table
we'll just
in
stay
the window.
Outside and just drool over people's food.
Oh, we're just going to knock on the window and try to get some free bread?
Just stand there.
So sad. All right, we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Clink restaurants change prisoners' lives. Like all restaurants, the Clink restaurants feature menus for paying customers and employ waiters and cooks. Unlike most restaurants, they are located inside prisons, and the restaurant staff are all prisoners. 4 Clink restaurants have been set up in prisons in the UK so far. These restaurants are a major part of a prisoner rehabilitation program. The program helps to reduce the rate of crimes committed by ex-prisoners after they are released from prison. It gives the prisoners work experience that increases their chances of finding jobs in the future. Some of the program's graduates already work in the food service industry. Ex-prisoner Robbie Lister now uses the skills he learned in prison at the high-end Locanda Locatelli restaurant. He is thankful that he got the opportunity to turn over a new leaf in his life. The prison kitchen managers insist on high standards for food quality and their staff service. All 4 of the restaurants hold 5-star ratings on the user review website TripAdvisor. Here, the Clink restaurant's guests have reported that the dining experience is both unique and excellent.
Vocabulary review.
Employ. The Disney Company employs more than 195,000 people around the world. Rate. The birth rate in Taiwan has been dropping steadily. Commit. A famous murderer called Jack the Ripper always committed his crimes on weekends. Release. After 10 years as a prisoner, George was released from prison. Graduate. Both of my parents are graduates of National Taiwan University. Unique. Australia is famous for its unique animals, such as koalas and kangaroos.